Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a psychiatrist, recorded September 10th, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
What do you think? That life is a product of chemicals? Do you mean to say?
That is what I've been taught, yes. About the evolution of the earth and all the different stages
of
life.
That's a fact.
It's not a fact. I don't know whether it's a fact. But that's
that,
the only...
that means illusion. Mm-hmm. You are not confident, but you accept that. This is illusion.
But
you should apply your reason from practical life. Whether life is produced from matter, or matter is produced from life. Our proposition is, matter is produced from life, not life is produced from matter. In the Vedanta Sutra it is said, janma-dasya-jataha, absolute truth is that from whom or from which everything emanates. Now that absolute truth, whether it is life or dead stone, that is discussed. Janma-dasya-jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avijna. That absolute truth must be cognizant. So as soon as you say cognizant, then it's life. Avijna. That means, if I say, I produce all these things that is within the room, that means I must have brain. I must be experienced how to do it. How I can be dead? Matter. As the matter has got such thing. The origin of creation must be living me.
But somewhere, if I can... But in this there is also the creation of life when...
Where is there evidence, creation of life from matter? Is there an evidence in the history?
No, but as we know, the evolution of life has gone through different stages of
higher and higher... Darwin theory? You mean to say Darwin?
Yes,
theory?
Yes, yes.
That is nonsense. Darwin was the number one nonsense. Yes. Ruskell, yes. Confused the whole world.
Why?
Evolution of matter. Matter cannot evolve. It is not possible.
But evolution of life.
Then what is that life? That is different from matter. That is a different energy. That I am speaking. Matter is, life is the origin of matter. The evolution is not of the matter, but of the life. That Darwin does not know. Therefore I say nonsense. He does not know that.
Yes. But I'm still in the...
That's why this is an apartment. So, from this apartment, you go to another apartment. It does not mean that this apartment has evolved to that apartment. I, the person, I create that apartment or I prefer that apartment. Not that this apartment has evolved into that apartment.
Yes, I can see what you mean.
The Darwin's nonsense is there. He is changing the apartment. Apartment is becoming a different apartment. That is not a fact. Just try to understand. This room cannot develop into another room. But I, the resident of this room, I can go from this apartment to another apartment. or I can create another body. This is evolution.
And I can create a bigger apartment.
Bigger or smaller as I like.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bigger. That is another matter.
And my intelligence might grow also.
Yes. Intelligence maybe, but there must be means. You may be very intelligent, but if you have no means to erect another nice apartment, how you do?
Trial and error.
Huh?
Trial and error.
Just like you have got the desire to purchase another dress, garment, nicer, but if you have no money, then how can purchase? And you have to purchase something inferior. So this defined species of life is the evolution of the living soul according to its karma. That is Vedic instruction. Karmana daivanetrena. So I am a living entity. If I want to go to better condition of life, then I will have to pay for it. The better condition is there already. Not this inferior condition changes into that better condition. There is another thing. That's why the condition in moon planet is different from the condition of this earthly planet. That is already there. You have to transfer yourself from this planet to that planet. So that point is missing in Darwin's theory. He says that the body is evolving. That is nonsense. The body is evolving, then why the monkey body is not producing a human body at the present moment? Where is the evidence? The monkeys are already there. Where is the evidence in the Jew that a monkey has produced a human being? Do you think it is all right?
Yes, that life might have taken different forms. I'm quite sure of. And that the human being might not have existed for about 100,000 years
ago. No, human being is existential. He's existing. But he's accepting different situation.
There's proof of this in that recently there was a discovery in South America, I think it was in Kenya, where they discovered a skeletal remains that were over hundreds of thousands of years old. It was pre-Magnan. And it was the same human body as now, as we have now, they've discovered. And with this discovery, they say completely, all of Darwin's theories have been destroyed. This is a fact. Immediately, see, he overlooked. He says, I do not see any proof that human beings lived millions of years ago, therefore I think apes were existing. But what proof does he have? And now they have discovered bones, and they've proven by tests that pre-Magnan era, there was the same human body. It's a fact. And completely, all his theories have been destroyed. Because he was working with his illusory senses.
But there are the dinosaurs, for example. The dinosaurs, yes. Which died and disappeared from the earth. That is also a kind of evolution that has taken place.
He says there are these prehistoric animals like dinosaurs, these big gigantic, they are no longer existing now, but they existed at one time. So there was some evolution there. But the point is, Vedic conclusion is that...
Right, apart from Vedic conclusion, this example, that practically, when I go from this apartment to another apartment, so this apartment does not become another apartment. I go from this apartment to another apartment. He is missing that I. Are you? That is his nonsense.
He's only talking about apartments.
That is his rascal.
Yeah.
He does not know. The apartment does not change. The owner of the apartment goes from one apartment to another. That he does not know. Therefore he is cheating. He has no perfect knowledge and he is cheating. Cheater. does not know. The soul from the monkey's body is coming to human body. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the monkey's body is changing into human.
But some of this cheating, as you call it, must have still been a great use to mankind. Because it has not been proven at the time when this theory has been evoked by some scientist. It has not been proven that he's right, but he works according to this principle that he has found.
That is explained in Bhagavatam, that in the jungle, one big animal is the leader of other animals. But they are animals. Is it not?
But I don't really understand.
In the jungle, in the forest,
yes,
the lion is considered to be the king of animals. So, the lion is also animal, only big animal.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
You mean the scientist is a big lion?
Yes, a big rascal.
Yeah.
That's it. A big rascal.
Yes.
A big rascal is realized by a small rascal. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Seducing small rascals.
Huh?
Seducing.
No, small rascals.
Mm-hmm.
This is the position.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everything is going on like that. Not only in science, philosophy, religion, sociology, politics. Big rascal and small rascal. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You must evoke quite a lot of feelings when you say, for example, that Einstein was a very big rascal.
No, he believed in God. Yes, he believed in
God.
He was not a rascal, he was a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Jung also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He believed in God.
Yeah.
He tried to find out the brain of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a rascal. He's a sinner. Those who are defying God, they are rascals, demons. Einstein believed in God. Yeah. There are many scientists that believe in God. Harava bhaktasya kuto, unless one is God conscious, he is a rascal. Immediately take it. We take it. Like, as soon as you say godless, atheist, oh, that's all. It may be the understanding of God is not so perfect, but he thinks there is God, or that is intelligence. That is intelligence. And the demons will never accept that. Just like in Russia, all set of rascals, they do not believe in God.
But the interest, the religious interest in Russia is greater than any other country in Europe, but not the, the leaders in it.
I said the leaders. Not only in Russia, everywhere. The leaders, the rascal leaders spoiling the whole world situation.